Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 25th, and you're tuned to killradio.org, internet radio, streaming live from our studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles. Today we've got race results from LA Circuit Race, Southern California, Santa Cruz Classic Criterium in Northern Cal, mountain bike racing at the U.S. Cup, current standings. And we had a chance to do some interviews also with a couple of race winners. The men's pro race winner at the LA Circuit Race, Devin Dunn, we'll be hearing him later. Also junior race winner who also won the Sea Otter Classic, Diego Benatina. He's going to be speaking. We've got an interview with him as well. And later on, we've also got an in-studio guest who's going to talk about Ram Furnace Creek 508 and the Hoodoo 500. And this is an ultra cyclist, Brenda Barnell. So we've got some race results just in now from yesterday, Easter Sunday's Pola time trial. Junior women's 15 through 18 winner Kate Wilson with a time of 28:19. Junior women's 10 through 14, Millie Tanner picking up that win with a time of 28:17. Beating the older junior woman, actually, by 2 seconds. Women's threes and fours, Hannah Swan picking up that win. Daryl Bowman taking the Cat 3 win in the Pola time trial. Category fives, Ernest Lohman picking up that win with a 25:51. Dana Scriver winning the Category fours and setting the record, I believe, for the day at 23:08 in the 10-mile time trial. Keith Peters was your winner in the Masters 60+. Troy Gillish picking up the Masters 45+, riding for Linked Cycling. And Chris Daggs taking the 35+ Masters win. And junior men 17-18, Michael Sheen picking up that win. And in the junior men's 13-14, Matthew Lai was your winner there. That was the Pola time trial. You can get complete details on the Pola time trial results at scnca.org. So we've got more race results now coming at you from LA Circuit Race, Santa Cruz Classic Criterium, and more. So let's go to those results now, too. Okay, we got some dirt results, dirty results from the dirt bike racing, mountain biking, the H2 Overdrive, regional triple crown held on April 11th in Santa Ynez. We've got men's and women's cross country results right here. Pro men's 5th place cross country, Brick City Cycles, Ryan Woodall. 4th place going to Avia West Blue Competitions, Craig Ritchie. 3rd place, Factory Cannondale's Tinker Juarez. 2nd place going to Trek Canada's Adam Morka. And your winner riding for Show Air Specialized, Sid Taberly. The Los Angeles Circuit Race held on Sunday, April 17th. Race results for Category 1s, 2s, and Pros in the men's 8th place. Riding for Full Circle, Julio Molinedo. 7th place going to Cash Call Mortgages, Brian McCulloch. 6th place, Skills, presented by Pista Palace, Adam Livingston. 5th place, Monster Media Racing's Kyle Leograndi. 4th place going to also Monster Media Racing, Ashley Knights. 3rd race, Cash Call Mortgages, David Santos. Monster Media Racing again, checking in at 2nd place with Rudy Napolitano, who was in a breakaway, the winning break of him and Cash Call Mortgage's Devin Dunn, who took the win. That was the men's Cat 1s and 2s at LA Circuit Race. In the women's pros in Cat 1 2s, making the podium spot in 5th place, Jenny Rios Pinal, riding for Helen's Racing, Dalcy Bosch, picking up 4th place, Aqua Aldui, Diana Delfonte taking 3rd, SC Velo and Power Coaching's Pam Schuster, 2nd place. And your winner also from Helen's Cannondale, Michelle Ignache. In the LA Circuit Race, Masters 35s, taking the podium position in 3rd place, U.S. Military Cycling's Norm Zellers. 2nd place going to Team Helen's Aaron Wimberly. And your winner riding for Show Air Rock and Road, John Gabriel. The junior men's 10 through 12. 5th place going to Andrew Comer, riding for Aqua Aldui.
Fourth place, Shoei Rockin' Road's Drew Kalaski. Third place, Hawkwild Dewey's Phil Oien. Second place, Shoei Rockin' Road's Massimo Lucidi. And your winner, riding for Connie's Cycling Junior Racing Team, Jules Gilliam. Juniors 13 to 14, Matthew Lai for True Cycling taking third place. Simple Green Bike Religious Chaz Michael Morales in second, and SC Velo's Annan Hildebrand taking the win. The juniors 15-16, Zane Torrey riding for Jet Cycling, taking the third place podium position. Aqua Aldui's Justin Oien taking second. Team Specialized Racing Juniors Diego Benitena taking the win, coming off a Sea Otter win as well. And we've got interviews with Diego coming up later on Bike Sport Radio. Junior men 17-18, Roberto Rodriguez taking third place, riding for Herbalife Lagrange. Major Motion Cycling's Corey Williams in second. Encino Velo's Daniel Koshk taking the win. The junior women's 10 through 14, Mariah Swan from Strive Racing taking third. Sister Rachel Schwan from Strive Racing taking second. And Jet Cycling's Millie Tanner taking the win. Junior women's 15 through 18. Picking up the win on that was Connie Cycling Junior Racing Team's Kate Wilson. And in the women's category 3s and 4s, 5th place, Team Redlands, Laura Denham. 4th place, going to Team Cycles Brixton's Jane Faulkner. 3rd place, Connie Cycling Junior Team's Kate Wilson. 2nd place, Helens Cannondale's Liza Dunham. And your winner from Now MS Society, Julie Guthrie. Special shout out to her, who's raced the LA Circuit Race for many, many years and never taken a win. Julie Guthrie coming out of a field sprint, a full field of women's 3-4s, and taking the win at the LA Circuit Race, women's category 3s and 4s. The beginner men's fields, two fields of beginner men's. In field number 1, USC's Carter Crow taking third place. Second place, Unity Sports Cycling's Sigfrido Zatina. And your winner from Delta Case Cycling, Jesus Alcaraz. The Category 5 second field, Tim Wu taking the podium third place position. Michael James in second, and Fabian Vasquez taking the win. And a shout out for the Master 60 Plus, David Lang from Team Dare taking third place. Paramount Racing's John McKee in second. And for the third year in a row, congratulations, Paramount Racing's Leo Pettis winning 3 years in a row of the LA Circuit Race. You can find complete results for all categories in LA Circuit Race at backontrackproductions.com or scnca.org. The Devil's Punch Bowl Road Race, Men's Pros Category 1s and 2s, Lee Muse from Cash Call Mortgage taking third, Stefano Barberi in second, and another name we've seen before, Cash Call Mortgage's Devin Dunn taking that win. Women's Pros at Devil's Punch Bowl, Alexis Ryan taking third place, running for Team Tibco. SC Velo and Power Coaching's KT Donovan taking second, and Dotsie Bosch taking the win. Men's Category 3s, third place going to William Thomas, riding for Franco. Second place, Surf City Cyclery's Jeffrey Curran. And your winner from Kretschmer Steel Racing, Taylor Vicari. Junior men's 10 through 12, third place, Edgardo Cruz, riding for Auto Tech. Second place, Fast Friday's Cole Avery. And your winner, Sean McElroy. In the junior men's 13 to 14, 8th place going to SC Velo's Matthew Chumi. 7th place, Bike Palace Back on Track's Duncan Reed. 6th place, True Cycling's Philip Bowie. 5th place going to Encino Velo's Adam Alvarez. 4th place, Annan Hildebrand riding for SC Velo. 3rd place, Aqual Dewey's Eric Oien. 2nd place, Shoei Rockin' Road's Christian Husband, and your winner, riding for SC Velo, Nicholas Castellano. Masters 35s, taking third place, riding for Platinum Performance, Gary Duville. Second place going to Michael Easter, and your winner riding for Franco, Mark Noble. An honorable win for him, being a multi-time national champion as well, and a prominent Southern California cyclocross racer. Mark Noble, good job with Mark there. Masters 45s. Roger Worthington taking fourth place, riding for Breakaway UBS Elite Masters. Louis Amelbrow in third, riding for Barry Lasko. Thurlow Rogers, Breakaway UBS Masters, in second. And winning from California Bike Company, Benny Parks. The juniors, 15 to 16-year-olds, SC Velo's Anthony Fitch taking third place, Adams Avenue Bicycles' Efren Flores in second, and Aqua Al Dewey, San Diego Bike Club's Justin Wine taking the win. Junior men, 17 to 18, Alexander Kust for SC Velo taking third, Team Redlands Brady Kiss in second, and your winner riding for Echelon Santa Barbara, Alex Darville. And in the beginner women's category fours, taking third place, riding for Team Dude Girl, Kimberly Tom. Second place going to Connie Cycling's junior racing teams, Kate Wilson, and your winner, Amber Gaffney. Junior women's 10 through 14, Mariah Swan from Strive Racing taking third. Rachel Swan from Strive Racing taking second. And your winner, riding for Jet Cycling, Millie Tanner. And in the Masters 50-plus, taking third place, Scott Shaw. Second place, Breakaway UBS Masters, Steve Strickler. And your winner, Breakaway UBS Masters, Wayne Stetna. And finally, in the Category 4s, third place, Dennis Cabrera, riding for Herbalife Lagrange. Second place, going also to Herbalife Lagrange, Jeffrey Tuttle. And your winner from Citrus Valley Velo, Jeffrey Pettis. That was a Devil's Punch Bowl road race. Complete results at SCNCA.org, and you heard it here on Bike Sport Radio. All right, in Northern Cal, the Santa Cruz Classic Criterium held on April 17th. Women's Category 4s taking third place, Elena Jarowski, riding for San Jose Bike Club. Second place going to Sophia Marin. And your winner riding for Early Bird, Elizabeth Schieder-Beschen. Women's Pros in Cat 123s. Picking up the podium position, third place, riding for Los Gatos, Kira Prokopakis. Second place going to Webcor Alto Velo's Rebecca Werner. And your winner riding for Bike Import, Pascal Schneider. In the Men's Pros, Category 1s and 2s. 5th place, California Giant Berry Farms, Steve Reaney. 4th place, also California Giant Berry Farms, Jared Barlow. Taking 3rd place, Sierra Pacific Racing's Brian Bosch. 2nd place, Team Specialized Racing Juniors Team, William Zellmer. And your winner, also for California Giant Berry Farms, James Mattis. In the men's category 3s, third place, picked up by spokesman's Tobin Ortenblad. Second place going to Echelon Santa Barbara's Alex Darville, and your winner from Fremont Bank Cycle Team, William Myers. Men's category 4s, Matthew Abdallah taking third place, riding for Form Fitness. Second place going to Daniel Velasco, and your winner from Echelon Santa Barbara, Dylan Schuler. The Masters, 35 and over, third place, Sierra Pacific Racing's Eric Easterling. Second place picked up by Safeway Pure Red Creatives, Jan Weissenberger. And your winner riding for Art Cyclery, Wild Horse Winery's Craig Nunes. And in the Masters, 45s and over, third place picked up by San Jose Bike Club's Tim Leiden. Second place going to Central Coast Tires, Dennis King. And your winner riding for Team Specialized Racing Masters, Larry Nolan. That was the Santa Cruz Classic Criterium held on April 17th in Santa Cruz. Full results at usacycling.org.
All right, and then we've got some overall standings for the U.S. Cup Triple Crown mountain bike cross country in the Pro Men. Overall standings as of April 10th, 11th. 10th place, Kevin Smallman, riding for InCycle, Cannondale. 9th place, Aaron Bradford, specialized on-site ultrasound. 8th place, Shoer Sonnens' Vincent Lombardi. 7th place, going to Blue Competition Cycles, Eric Emski. 6th place, Santa Cruz Bicycles, Menso De Jong. 5th place, Brick City Bicycles, Ryan Woodall. 4th place, Trek World Bicycle Release, Dana Weber. And in 3rd place, riding for Avia West Blue Competition, Craig Ritchie. And in 2nd place, Trek Canada's Adam Morka. And your overall leader, riding for Shoer Specialized, Sid Taberly. Sid Taberly. Check out mtb.uscup.com for complete results. That's MTB. Actually, it's mtb-uscup, not dot. mtb-uscup.com for complete results on the U.S. Cup West Series Triple Crown results at Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, that was race results for Southern and Northern California here on Bike Sport Radio. Again, it's Monday, April 25th. The studio number is 213-252-0998. We've got some upcoming events. Coming up on Saturday, April 30th, the San Luis Rey Road Race presented by Cello Pacific. And this race is, we got the phone ringing here. Hold on a second. Let me grab the phone.
Kill Radio.
Hey, Jordan.
How you doing?
Hold on. Let's get you mic'd up here.
Okay, terrific.
All right, there we go. Can you hear it?
Is it sound?
All right, we're going to interrupt our upcoming events. We got Jordan from the Pediatric Cancer Foundation, I'm sorry?
Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation.
Yeah, we're just talking about upcoming events. Tell us about your event a little bit.
Absolutely. So we are heading into this Sunday, the 13th annual Cinco de Mayo Half Marathon. And we have added a bike tour. And so the event's been going on for 12 years. It started as a remembrance walk for children and families associated with pediatric cancer in the Irvine, Orange County area. And then 3 years ago, the event grew, and we were having so much success that we added a half marathon portion. And then last year, we decided, hey, you know what? We want to reach out to a new group, a new demographic. We want to touch some of the cyclists that we see in the Irvine, the Orange County area. And so we added the BJ's Restaurant Bike Tour, which is a roughly 34.1-mile non-competitive bike tour. And just like all the other events associated with our race, all the money goes towards pediatric cancer research, and we're thrilled to be launching this first one this weekend, Brad.
All right, that's fantastic. That's May 1st, you said, or April 30th?
It is Sunday, May 1st at the Irvine Spectrum. If you're familiar with the area,
yes.
It is right in the shadow of the Taco Bell building. let me give out the website. It is www.cincodemayohalfmarathon.org. You'll be able to find on there all the information and FAQs about the bike tour, about the event. And I do want to tell your listeners that the online registration does close this Wednesday, but Friday and Saturday at pre-registration and pack-up pickup at the Irvine Spectrum 24-hour fitness location, we will be signing people up for the bike tour, for the half marathon, and for all the events. And Brad, I don't know how familiar you are with our event, but we do it a little bit differently. On the day of the event, we do a huge festival, and we do all our booths and our whole expo area the day of, because we really want to make this day about families. And obviously incorporating the bike tour and the half marathon, we've taken the event to the next level, but we've really never lost sight of what our event is. And this is a day of remembrance, it's a day of hope, and it's a day of giving for pediatric cancer research.
Right. That's a wonderful day. May Day, too, May 1st.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so the online registration is the same site, Cinco de Mayo.
Halfmarathon.org.
Halfmarathon.org.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sign up before Wednesday. All right.
Absolutely, and it's
going
to be a very scenic ride. We are thrilled to incorporate and to add it. And, you know, as all these first-year things go, Brad, we've developed an inaugural jersey, so there will be a bike tour jersey available.
Nice.
We have a and that comes with your registration.
Really?
We have, absolutely. We're pulling out all the stops. We're trying to bring the bikers. I know there are other biking events on Sunday, May 1st.
Usually you pay extra for a jersey and a T-shirt and all these extras you got to pay.
That's sort of our philosophy about getting and securing people in and getting an opportunity to tell them about Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation and what we're doing. So those prices are built in, and those you can actually check out the bike tour jersey on CincoDeMayoHalfMarathon.org. There's pictures of it on the bike tour portion. And, we'd be thrilled to have any of your listeners check us out. And maybe even if they're not looking to ride in it this year, but maybe just come check out the expo area and the festival, we'd be pleased to have anybody.
Sure, yeah. You get a lot of samples that are given out by the sponsors all kinds of new product and things, what you need to race bikes.
Absolutely. You know, and we gave away during registration that was I believe it was April 1st through April 14th. We actually, during that period of time, we gave out a mountain bike for people who registered during that time. Our expo area is going to have about 100 booths from vendors giving away nutritional products. We'll have 5-Hour Energy there. We'll have some Apex bars. We'll have Cliff bars. Hanson's will be on there. Those are just some of the healthy lifestyle products we'll have there. But then we have 15 or 20 different food vendors who are just giving out food and coupons to their stores. You know, it's really a great day, and half the area is devoted to a kids' fun zone, Brad. And we have bounce houses and climbing walls.
Bike rodeo, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah, we do. We got everything going. We got a petting zoo. We've got an entire reptile section. You know, we're pulling out all the stops. And, again, Sunday, May 1st, in the shadow of the Taco Bell building in the Irvine Spectrum area, we're expecting about 10,000 people this year. So we're encouraging everybody to come out and check us out.
All right. It's a wonderful cause too. You guys are working for too, Jordan.
I appreciate that. And the foundation, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We've been based in Irvine for over 25 years. And Brad, if you can believe it, I'm just a volunteer. We have a staff of 3 full-time staff members. And we routinely give $1.8 to $2 million a year to pediatric cancer research across the country. So it's not, even though we are a small local charity, we distribute money to MD Anderson in Texas. We send money to New York. We are doing our best to give our
not
money.
Bad.
Yeah.
We have a studio guest here from Texas also.
Oh, all right. We'll get them on board, Brad.
Wonderful job, Jordan, and thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And again, the website is CincoDeMayoHalfMarathon.org.
CincoDeMayoHalfMarathon.org.
And Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation's official website is PCRF-kids.org.
Okay.
All right, Brad.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you for your time.
Good luck.
Okay. That's May 1st in Irvine at Irvine Spectrum. Don't want to miss that event. Chela Pacific, San Luis Rey Road Race. This is their 24th annual road race. Saturday, April 30th is coming up. That's in memory of Mark Reynolds. Mark Reynolds. Road racing for all ages and abilities, beginners, pros, everything. ChelaPacific.org to find out details about that upcoming event as well. And the 15th annual Barrio Logan Grand Prix is happening on Saturday, May 7th. And the Barrio Logan Grand Prix is the Junior Men and Women's State Criterium Championships as well. Barrio Logan's in San Diego. It's the San Diego area. And you can find out details on how to register at active.com. Active.com, the 15th annual Barrio Logan Grand Prix. Coming up in Central Cal, we've got on May 13th through the 15th, the 15th annual Kern County Women's Stage Race. And this is for women of all abilities and ages, as well as master's women, 35, 45, and 55 plus. Women's road races, time trial, road race, hill climb, and it's a stage race, the Kern County Women's Stage Race. Full details at velopromo.com for that upcoming event. And up in Northern Cal, the Lemurian Shasta Classic Mountain Bike Race, cross-country mountain biking on April 30th. Mountain bike racing for men, women, juniors, and masters up near the Redding area. That's the Lemurian Shasta Classic Mountain Bike Race. That's on April 30th. Full details on that and registration info at ShastaLemurian.com. And finally, we've got a local midweek training criterium starting June 7th. This is going to take place every second Tuesday through August 16th. Put on by Majestic Cycling. It's a weekday criterium upgrade points series, 6-week series for juniors 15 through 18, women beginner and intermediate, and men's category 2s, 3s, and 4s and 5s. This is in the Ontario area, and you can sign up online now at bettersignup.com. That's a catchy one there. Or MajesticCycling.com, brought to you by Majestic Cycling. Again, that's the weekday criterium upgrade point series starting June 7th in the Ontario area. All right, so bike racing and bike riding. We talk about bike racers, bike racing, what you need to race bikes. And there's a thing called ultra cycling also. It's when you like really, really love your bike and you just want to ride and ride and ride. We have a special guest today called Brenda Barnell. Sorry, Brenda. Let's get your mic up here. Hi, Brenda. Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, it works. All right. And Brenda's got some experience with ultra marathon riding, ultra long rides. And we're talking like 200 miles and plus a day. So how long have you been doing these kinds of rides?
I've been doing them about 6 years now. So it's fun. Got to love the bike, that's for sure.
Have you slowed down at all, or are you just getting started? If it's only been 6 years, are you looking forward to another 60?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. As long as I can keep swinging the leg, I'm in good shape.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of probably in the midpoint right now. There's always great challenges out there, new rides coming up, so it's fun to check them out and see new areas and new territory, which is always exciting.
What was the first like ultra long ride? I guess should we start with double centuries or 500 milers, or you consider a double century a kind of an ultra ride, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. I've done the Brevets through the Rondeneur USA.
What's the Brevets?
Brevets are 2, 3, 4, and a 600K, and then it jumps up to a 1200K. It's through Roussy, and then you always have the longer ones. And I got into Ram, and I've done that 4 years now on a relay team from coast to coast, Oceanside, out to Annapolis, Maryland. And usually
this was a relay, you said?
Yeah, relay. Usually takes us 6 days to the longest. The first year I did it was a 2-tandem, and it was 8 days, which was a long time.
Did you only do that once, or how many times have you done the Ram?
I've done Ram 4 times now.
4 times?
Mm-hmm. All being relays.
Okay. Single bikes, or have you done tandem?
Three of them were tandem, and one was on single bikes with three other guys.
And how many tandems would you have in a tandem relay team? Two or four?
The first year I did it 2 tandems, and the next year I did it the single bikes. The following year I did it for 8 tandems, and then just last year I did 4 tandems. So,
do you like commute to work too and ride like thousands and thousands of miles every month, or how do you prepare for something like this?
I'm the weekend warrior.
Really?
Yeah, full-time job, and I ride with the club maybe 30 miles like on a Tuesday or Thursday, if even that. And
okay, a little bit of midweek riding.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. A little bit, and then I don't commute because you know, working in a bank, got to look pretty. The hair can't get messed up. And then on Saturday and Sunday is when I do my long distance rides. So
typically, you would do like a 100-mile day on Saturday, 200-mile day on a weekend?
Mm-hmm. It just depends on what the schedule is. Sometimes okay. It's usually like 125 miles, and then it jumps up to, if we have a scheduled 600K or so, that'll be 375 miles, and we'll do it on a Saturday. Sleep a little bit in between, and then get on the bike and ride on Sunday, and then get up for work on Monday morning and rest.
so you rest at work.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. What kind of bike do you have?
I ride a Lightspeed.
Lightspeed Titanium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my guess is it's got more miles on it than your car.
Absolutely. So. Last year I probably put in about 11 to 12,000 miles on my
Woo!
Bike. Mm-hmm. Or on the legs at least. Because I did ride the tandem sometimes.
Oh, right, the tandem. Now, when you're on tandem, is that harder to do an ultra-long ride, or is it harder on a single bike to do an ultra-long? Because you've got two personalities now on a tandem. Mm-hmm. You got two people to worry about.
It's probably harder on a tandem, just being a stoker like that, because you obviously you have to give up all your control of it. So, yeah, and I don't stand as much as I would or get up and stretch around as I would on my single bike. You know, even though you do communicate with your captain and stuff and tell him that you need a break and stuff and to stand up, it's just a little bit harder because you would rather just stand up and wiggle around a little bit more on your single bike.
All right. We're talking to Brenda Barnell about ultra-distance cycling and Kill Radio here right now. And we'll be right back.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. So, again, this is Kill Radio, and you're with Bike Sport Radio. We're talking to Brenda Barnell discussing ultra-long-distance rides. And you've done what's called the Furnace Creek 508. That's a pretty well-known ultra ride. That's in tell us where it is and tell us about it a little bit, Furnace Creek 508.
Okay. It's from California, Santa Clarita, and it goes out to Death Valley, Mojave Desert, and then ends up in 29 Palms, and it's at 508 miles. Great course. It's a lot of course, it's the desert, so you've got a Towns Pass and you've got Furnace Creek. One year we did it and probably had 60 mile an hour wind, so that was really, really tough. Yeah, the dust storm, and I thought we were almost done because it felt like
you had
a
light speed because the paint.
Well, I was on tandem that year, though.
Oh,
I was on tandem, so you know, and it's in the middle of the night. We get going, and I'm thinking, man, we've been pedaling and pedaling forever. So I asked the captain, I said, all right, so are we almost over that second hump? Because I had already visualized the course in my mind. And he's like, we haven't even hit the first one because it took us forever to get through because the winds. But it was enjoyable. I mean, I've done that for 4 years now. Hopefully I can get it done this year and get into their Hall of Fame. That's what the big goal is.
Wow. Furnace Creek, is that the lowest point in California? Is that below sea level area or is that...
Couldn't tell you.
Is it Badwater? Does it go through Badwater?
Mm-hmm. It does go through
Badwater. Uh-huh. I think Badwater is like one of the lowest. It's below sea level down there in Death Valley.
Yeah, it's really
neat.
But
you start in Santa Clarita, so you have to, you climb, I guess, up to the desert, and then you drop down into Furnace Creek and Badwater. So you're descending, and I believe you do go below sea level. And then you got to climb all the way back out to Baker, Barstow, and 29 Palms.
And it has a lot of false flats. You think it's not too bad, but... It's tough. It's just a lot of climbing continuously.
The organizers, who are the organizers?
Chris Kossman. Mm-hmm. Adventure Corp.
Adventure Corps, right. AdventureCorps.com or something like that. Mm-hmm. Is there a qualification? Did you have to qualify for that?
A lot of times he does have qualifications. You have to put your resume in. I mean, he'll take some rookies in there. He's got kind of selective a little bit. He wants you to probably have experience or at least crewed or something like that. But it's a big, everybody wants to go. So it fills up fast.
Yes, Furnace Creek is a pretty well-known ultra ride. Mm-hmm. So. Now, there's a little bit less known, but it's getting more and more popular all the time. The Hoodoo 500, that's in Utah, right? Tell us about that. That's a... Point-to-point also?
It's a big
loop.
Circle. Uh-huh. It takes out from St. George, Utah. It goes up through kind of by the Zion National Park area and then comes around. But beautiful scenery. It has the altitude, so you really have to, you get out on that bike the first couple miles or so, or at least the first 30 miles, and, you're coughing up a lung because of the altitude kind of gets to you a little bit. But after that, once you get acclimated, and it gets cold up there in the evening, and nighttime and stuff. So it's beautiful scenery, though. Lots of descents, lots of climbs. but a fun event.
And the Hoodoo is 500 miles or 518? A little bit longer than the Furnace Creek, huh? And that's held after Furnace Creek or before Furnace Creek?
That's in September. September? Okay.
End of August?
Mm-hmm. End of August versus August September, and then the
508. Furnace Creek's in October.
October, right.
So it's Hoodoo first, then 508.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And the people that do RAM now, are these a type of qualifier or something for RAM?
Anybody can do the team. Team RAM, you can do that. You don't need to qualify. When you're doing it solo, you need to qualify, and there's a lot of qualifying races around. There's a Texas time trial. There's a race across Oregon, and there's a few others. There's one down in Texas only because, you know, I'm from Texas, so I remember that. But there's
y'all are from Texas?
Yeah,
oh, we couldn't
absolutely.
Tell. No.
Yeah. And
what part of Texas?
Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah. Is that where the Texas time trial, or is it a different city?
Uh-huh. No, it's right in that area.
It's
kind of in the country.
How long is the Texas time trial?
They go from anywhere from 6 hours up to the 500 miles, too.
Okay.
And that's a big loop, and it's a little bit different than the 508, because it is a loop, you don't need a car following you, so it's a little bit, you know, less expensive if you're looking for something like that.
So these qualifiers are only for, you said, for solo. If you want to do RAM solo, you have to attend one of these qualifiers to qualify for RAM solo. But for
right.
team relays and stuff in RAM, you don't have to pass a qualification. I
right.
see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've done both. You've done the 508 a bunch of times, you said, and you've mm-hmm. done Hoodoo?
Three times. 508, nice. Four times, and RAM four.
Oh. Have you done the Hoodoo and the 508 in the same year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You're crazy. You're here
you
with Bike Sport Radio, and I'm here with crazy lady Brenda Barnell. The studio number is 213-252-0998. And, yeah, I did a couple of double centuries last year, and that was my mantra. I kept saying, I love my bike. And I kept pushing one pedal down after the other. And
that's right. It's
got through it.
It's a huge mental thing. I mean, really, honestly, they're probably about 90% mentally. You got to get your mindset. Realize that you're going to be out there for a long time into the night. Prepare yourself. You know, I look at it, as long as you eat, drink, and pace yourself, you're in good shape. You can do it. You know, get your mindset to it and have a good time. A lot of times you need those friends to keep you going, though. That's for
right.
sure.
You, yeah, those of you that want to do this, I understand you're required to have a crew support you at these ultra
right.
events. And I mean, not double centuries, but like the triples
RAM.
And 500s and RAM, definitely. Mm-hmm. You need a crew. And you got to have a well-trained crew that knows what they're doing also, that's cohesive and going to stay together and keep you motivated, I guess.
And, absolutely. And I always say that crew is harder than riding.
You've crewed too.
Mm-hmm. I crewed one time at RAM.
And you think it's harder to crew than to
absolutely.
Ride?
Absolutely. It's tough. It's easier to get on the bike and ride.
Why do you say that? Oh, because on the bike you have one task.
The
task is to mm-hmm. get the bike from point A to point B.
Right. And when you're crewing, I mean, you've got a lot of ordeals to go through, a lot of issues, you know, keep your rider going and stuff. And, you know, like we always say too, when you take out for RAM, leaving out at Oceanside, California, you have a plan in mind. You realize what you're going to do, especially on the teams, you know, when you're going to switch out. We usually try to do 30-minute pulls. We have a setup of who's going at what pace and all, but you know it could be 50 miles into the ride and stuff, and you're switching
and
gears,
you throw that
you know,
all away,
throw it away, and you're trying to figure out plan B, and by the time you get there to Annapolis, you may be on plan Z by that time, you know. It's, you know, it takes anything. It's real fun. It's exciting, though. It's a great opportunity, great
neat.
Way to see the United States.
Are you so in the Dallas area? There's a club or two, or there's mm-hmm. is there a club you hang around with that they do these long distance rides too? So
right.
they kind of
Lone Star Randonneurs is what I do.
Lone Star what?
Randonneurs, which is long distance riding.
Oh, Lone Star Randonneurs. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you find out more about their club? Do you know their website or anything? Or Lone Star Randonneurs.
.org.
Lone Star Randonneurs. .org.
Or right. com.
Or com.
It's a favorite, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Now, why, I have to ask this question, why would somebody want to get into ultra distance riding?
You know, I think a lot of it was a challenge. I mean, I started out just doing little club rides, 30 miles or so. And, you know, 3 months into it, I just realized, you know what, I want to see what it feels like to do 100 miles. It was that goal and that challenge to see if I could really do that. So after I did the first 100 miles, after I finally talked some club riders into it, because they were like, oh, my God, we only do 100 miles a year. That's about it. So I was you know, challenging the guys in the same time. So I did that, and then I ran across one guy that was doing some of the Rondineering rides, caught up with him and started riding a little bit longer and a little bit longer. So it was just a challenge to see if you could push your body that much further and what it would go through. I mean, it's amazing that body can do it. It'll.
Since the beginning of time, mankind has been issuing physical challenges.
Absolutely.
And this is, sounds like the ultimate. Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anything, any experiences you just have to share with Kill Radio listeners, with Bike Sport Radio, about mystical experience or something you saw on the ride, or just, you know, a visualization or a vision or hallucination, maybe? Anything you want to tell us about?
When I did the Texas time trial, there was a five, that was several years ago, but I did it. It was my first time to ever do it, and I was the first girl in Texas to ever finish it, and it was 500 miles. And
a big longhorn run across the road in front of you or anything?
No, no. But I was thinking that there was some coyotes coming after me or something, and it was really
cool.
Yeah. So I did that lap, and I thought, wait a minute, somebody's following me, and it was kind of scary. It really was, but it's like, no, it was just a bunch of birds that were flying above me.
So it was really strange,
but yeah.
So there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
The body does weird things when you stress it.
But it's a great opportunity. I mean, just going through, like, for Ram, going from Oceanside and out to Annapolis, I mean, you see the United States at the slowest pace. I mean, you're not on the interstate. You're not doing 70 miles. You are going maybe 20 miles to, you know, it could be going up Wolf Creek Pass there in Colorado. You're going 8 miles an hour trying to get up to the top, you know. So it's a great opportunity. I mean, I remember the first year I did it, I was standing on the side of the road in Monument Valley. And I stood there. It's absolutely gorgeous, you know, and it's just beautiful. And you stand there and you're thinking, man, I'm on the side of this road, and I would never be here doing this any other time if I was riding in a car or doing anything. You know, it was really touching at that time.
An emotional experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, glad you're having fun. You plan to keep doing it for many years.
Huh? Yeah, probably.
Very good. Anything else you want to add about ultra cycling or about Bike Sport Radio or anything? Or
Bike Sport Radio, thanks for having me. Great opportunity. I think maybe we need to get them hooked up with Ram. That'd be great to have Bike Sport Radio going across the United States. Oceanside, you know, I know Ram always has media.
How cool would that be? Yeah.
That'd be great.
We could get interviews on the bike of some of the riders as they go from town to town and have that play out on Bike Sport Radio, their experiences and audio. And
That'd be really great. That'd be fun to do. They do have blogs and stuff, but, you know, when you're out there doing Ram, I mean, you read the blogs, you try to keep up with everybody, but something like this on the radio would be really awesome, I think, you know, because you get in on it. I mean, once you get in kind of that feeling of Ram, it's amazing, because I'll be glued. If I'm not doing Ram that year, I am glued to the computer, you know, at work, at night, before I go to bed, before I come up and wake up, you know, it's like, okay, you want to jump on that computer the first thing, but... You know, it'd be kind of fun to have live audio throughout the course and catching the, you know, the veterans or the rookies out there.
So organizer's name?
Fred Bothy.
You hear that, Fred, if you're listening?
Yeah, out of Boulder, Colorado. I may have to hook you two up. That'd be fun to do.
That's a great idea.
But if you did that, I'd have to go along.
We could arrange that.
Okay.
I'm sure we could arrange that. That's a great idea, Brenda.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
All right. Well, thanks for coming into the studio today and flying all the way out here from Dallas just to be on Bike Sport Radio.
Absolutely. Fun time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So, Bike Sport Radio, we've got some other things, good stuff for you coming up. We've got a couple of interviews with some winners from the LA Circuit Race. Devin Dunn winning the Pro Men's, and we had a chance to interview him as well as Diego Benatina, who also won Sea Otter. He also won the LA Circuit Race in the juniors. And we got some sounds of bike racing. So sit back and enjoy the interviews and sounds here on Bike Sport Radio, starting with Devin Dunn. Bike Sport Radio is at the LA Circuit Race now with the Men's Pro Category 1-2 winner, Cash Call Mortgage's Devin Dunn. Congratulations, man. You got a breakaway or something? Or
10 minutes in, it went. And
whoa, that early, huh?
It was 12 guys, and the race was over, pretty much.
12 guys, yeah. And did it break up later at all, or did you stay together, and you just got sprinted them?
Two ago, it broke up. We started, so we had three in the break, so.
Right.
But two ago, we wanted to break it up, and then we just started sending guys one by one. eventually
cash call.
He's racing right
now. Yeah, I see cash call counterattack.
Dave Santos
guys
there.
Now, did Rudy? I see Rudy Napolitano for second. Yeah. Was it? How close were you guys?
Me and him worked together all the way until the final turn.
So two, you got away. Yeah. Okay, match sprint. Nice.
Pretty much. Yeah, he was strong too.
Good job. Good job. All right, congratulations, Devin, on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks.
Yes, I was there.
Bike Sport Radio is here today. Hey, George. George Palmel, South Bay here. The LA Circuit Race, Bike Sport Radio here with Diego Benatina, who won Sea Otter. You won Sea Otter
a
few days ago. You came out here today.
Yep. I won Sea Otter yesterday, the road race. I finished sixth in the circuit. I first want to say I want to thank all my teammates, Phil, Matt, and Jack, for helping block in the field. Pretty much with two laps to go, I just launched a counterattack on my teammate, Matt. Once he got caught back into the field, nobody even flinched. And so I took one kid with me, Zeke Mustak, and we just basically hammered.
So you and Zeke got help from the teammates, and you stayed away?
Yep.
For how long?
And we stayed away for pretty much half the race.
Wow.
So, and when we came across the line, we had 2 minutes on the field. So
did Zeke lead you out, or was it just you had a
power on
him?
Well, on the climb, he realized that we were so far off, it was a sure second. And since I did most of the work, he's just kind of gave me first. Nice. So it felt really good. Though,
cooperative win. Cool.
Coming up to the finish line. You know, biggest win.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you guys rushed down to Los Angeles for the LA Circuit Race, 15th annual here on April 17th. And how'd you do today?
It was pretty good today, trying to get a break going.
All right, we're looking at the Category 3 finish now. As we come down the LA Circuit Race here, Ralph takes it.
Coming down the hill, dropping on the 11 on the big ring. Knees are banging, elbow jabbing, micro stretching, heads are bopping. The Category 3s are rocking. They know they've been folded by the 4, so they better show them how a race finish is going to come. So here we go, ramp it up, Category 3s. Who will be the champion of LA Circuit Race 2011? Brought to you by Back on Track. And it's going to be 2-9-0, our unofficial champion today. Well, congratulations to all of our Category 3s and number 290, our unofficial winner, and that is your man, Taylor Vaccari.
Bike race.
All right, Taylor Vaccari picking up the win at LA Circuit Racer. That was Ralph calling it. And wrapping up the show now, cyclists and motorists, we usually talk about a little advocate issue. Today's issue is we want to make sure everybody knows about the upcoming Trails Workshop. If you're a mountain bike rider, Trails Workshop coming up in Rancho Palos Verdes for new trail access. You could get access to more trails potentially if you want more trails to ride. Come to this workshop. It's Saturday, April 30th, 9 a.m. to 12:30, and it's at the Point Vicente Interpretive Center. It's at 31501 Palos Verdes Drive West. This is a community open public meeting. It's a trails workshop, and come on out and make your voice heard about what kind of trails you want to be able to ride out there in Palos Verdes. There are some already open to bikes, and there are many more. So check out the trails workshop in Rancho Palos Verdes. That's this Saturday, April 30th. All right, so that concludes Bike Sport Radio for today, April 25th. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio, killradio.org. And thanks, y'all, for listening.